Good morning, everybody. It's good to be leading our service this morning. And I'm going to open with a verse which is pinned to the front of my computer monitor upstairs, a reminder that we need to trust in the Lord. And it's on the screen in front of you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your paths straight. So we trust in the Lord. We trust in the Lord because we know of his faithfulness. So we'll celebrate that with our first hymn. Let's sing together. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. Let's come together in prayer. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you're with us wherever we are. And whilst we come together from our own homes, we ask that you gather us, Lord, in worship this morning. We ask, Lord, that you gather us in prayer by your Holy Spirit. You gather us around the word that you have given us to reflect on this morning. And we ask that although we are in separate places, that you gather us in fellowship with one another. Lord, we find this distant worship somewhat difficult at times, but we ask that you make us one this morning, and that you bring us encouragement. You bring us your peace and your grace as we worship you this morning. And we join together in the prayer that Jesus himself taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We've sung of God's faithfulness. We are now going to reflect in song on his grace to us as we sing, "Only by grace can we enter."
Into your presence you draw us, and now
Mary's now going to lead us in a reading from Matthew. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. I'm going to read from my King James Bible this morning. I love this passage from the Sermon on the Mount in the old words. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not more than better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Whitherwithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Thanks be to God for his word.
Thank you, Mary. Worries. We do worry, don't we? And it's not surprising that Jesus suggests that we shouldn't worry, because as people we do. And the current situation with the coronavirus is giving us lots to worry about. We worry about getting ill. We worry about relationships in lockdown. We may be worrying about future plans, whether they will be realized or not. We're concerned about how much longer the lockdown will last and the disturbance to our lives will go on. We may be worrying about how we're going to cope financially. When will we see our loved ones again? Will the virus come back after it's apparently gone away? How much longer are we going to miss the hugs of friends and family we can't see? And on the broader picture, we worry, how will the economy recover? We worry for leaders and decision makers. Will they make wise and timely decisions? And will people keep to the rules in lockdown? This week we've been reflecting, haven't we, on 75 years since VE Day. And whilst most of us have no recollection of the war, we draw comparisons with our current situation. Uncertainty about the future, uncertainty about when it will last, when will it stop, worry about loss of life. And whilst we're only a very small example in our own mind, in our own lives, of what this is must have been like, our current situation gives us a slight flavour, perhaps, of the experience of wartime. And there are similarities too for our faith. The knowledge of God's loving presence and loving protection are important now as they were then. So these words of Jesus suggesting we don't worry about our lives and about the little things like what we might wear, what we're going to eat. Little to us, but important to those who came before us. These are gentle reminders that actually there's no need to worry because we can entrust it all to our Heavenly Father. If he looks after the birds of the fields and clothes them and feeds them, how much more will he not look after us? God's faithfulness and his repeated encouragement throughout Scripture not to worry, not to be afraid, or what we need to lash onto when we are feeling worried. And someone, presumably using some clever bit of software, has counted there are 366 examples of the phrase, do not fear, do not be afraid in Scripture. One for every day of this year as a leap year. And that verse from Isaiah on the screen in front of us, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will be with you. I will hold on to you with my righteous hand. Are apt for times when all of us worry about today, about yesterday, and about tomorrow. Ultimately, there's no need to worry because God's love is always there for us. Jesus, in his resurrection appearances, frequently comes to his disciples and says, do not be afraid, peace be with you. And he promises in his last words of Matthew's gospel to be with us always until the end of the age. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, gives us these wonderful words of encouragement, and I'll leave you with them this morning. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, that it's your love that keeps us together. It's your faithfulness which is strong. At times when we doubt you, it's your faith in us that holds us together. At times when we worry, it's your steadfastness that reminds us that we're safe. And we thank you, Lord, that at times when we might feel isolated, we're never isolated from you. At times when we feel separated from everything that's familiar, there's no separation from your love in Christ. So, Lord, we thank you for those promises. And we ask you to remind us as we go through this coming week of your faithfulness, your grace, and your love, which can never go away. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. When Peace Like a River is an old song which has been recently brought back to the repertoire. So if you know it, sing along. If you don't, then listen and enjoy. When Peace Like a River.
When thank you.
Catherine's now going to lead us in prayers of intercession.
Dear Lord, let us pray. For the health workers tending the seriously ill, for the scientists working on a vaccination, for the researchers analysing data and identifying trends, for the media outlets working to communicate reality, for the supermarket workers, hygiene and sanitation providers, for the good news stories of recoveries and effective planning, for the singing from balconies by lockdown communities, for the recognition that isolation doesn't need to mean loneliness, for the notes through letterboxes offering help and support, for the internet and telephones and technology that connects, for the awakened appreciation of what is truly important. Thanks be to God. For those who are unwell and concerned for loved ones, for those who are already very anxious, for those immune suppressed or compromised, for those vulnerable because of underlying conditions, for those in the most at risk to coronavirus categories, for those watching their entire income stream dry up, for those who have no choice but to go out to work, for those who are afraid to be at home, for those who are more lonely than they've ever been, for those who are bereaved and grieving. Be with all of those, we ask, Lord. For those who served and died in World War II, O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those men and women who have died in active service, particularly in the Second World War, whose sacrifice brought victory in Europe. For those who have served since and in present times, we ask you, Lord, to stretch forth, we pray, your almighty arm to strengthen and protect our servicemen and women. Support them in times of conflict, and in their rest and training, keep them safe from all evil. Provide them with courage and loyalty, and grant that in all things they may serve without reproach. As we honour their courage and cherish their memory, may we put our faith in your future. For you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Lord, we ask for all who are anxious that you be our healer, our comforter and our protection, our strength and shield, our security and close companion, and help us to feel safe in your love. We ask that you are with our government in the coming days and weeks as we deal with the ongoing threat to lives and the economy from coronavirus. Grant all world leaders the wisdom and courage to do what is best for all concerned. Grant the individual residents of the world understanding and love for their fellow man, especially if they are impatient to get their lives back to what the old normal was. And finally, Lord, we raise up us as your church, so we hope to be your well-washed hands and faithful feet, to be present to the pain, to respond with love in action, if even from a safe distance. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.
Let's sing together, accompanied by the Salvation Army, "I'll Go in the Strength of the Lord."
Thank you. There's the robin in the box. See where he goes.
Thank you all for joining us this morning. Thank you for those who've taken part. And a word of blessing before we say the grace together. The grace of God thrill your hearts. The mercy of God transform your minds. The peace of God flood your souls. And the love of God flow through your lives to the honour of his name. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, and have a good week, all of you. Bless you.
Let us say hello to each other before we depart.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Julie and Trevor. Val, Mark, Janet and Bob.
Bye.
Catherine, bye. Donald, Graham, Jane, Mary, Philip.
Bye.
Juan, Titus, Joy, Steve.
Bye.
Maya,
bye.
Bye. Martin, Ruth, Paul, Sandra. Anybody I've missed?
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. B